Good Times list of 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
So this one came down the pipe just about probably an hour ago. Adidas has reportedly ended its partnership with Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr., according to ESPN MLB reporter Alden Gonzalez. An Adidas spokesperson told Gonzalez, quote, "We believe that sports should be fair. We have a clear policy on doping and can confirm that our partnership with Fernando Tatis Jr. will not continue." The Adidas website also removed all products with his name. Tatis Jr., of course, was recently suspended 80 games for violating the MLB drug policy, testing positive for a banned substance. So that's what you need to know.
That's too bad.
What do you think, Cappy? This is your account.
Well, I'll just
as Tony
say
Reale likes to say around the horn.
Yeah. Look, I think that when Tatis was suspended, if you were following the story, his father was very vocal right away. This is hypocrisy. He said this is a catastrophe for baseball. How dare they do this? He made it seem like this was a big witch hunt for his kid. And I understood why he was so passionate about this, because yeah, they got the big money, the $340 million contract. But all the other money from all the endorsements, those were going to go away. And not only go away, they're going to be really hard to get back. You know, it's going to be hard to get another shoe company to go, yeah, we really want to put our name on Fernando Tatis.
I still see him on the Gatorade stuff, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen the commercial recently. But between Gatorade, Dairy Queen,
yeah.
Adidas, whatever, I understand why they were so upset. Because the baseball money is going to keep coming in, but the endorsement money's not. It's going to take him a long time to regain trust, if he ever can again.
Yeah, and I think it'll be different companies that you see he's affiliated with going forward. It's no longer just the clean-cut star who's going to potentially have a rocket ship to the moon. That's just not who he is anymore after shoulder, groin, wrist injuries, plus a PED pop, plus a bunch of admissions of motorcycle accidents. He's just not the same guy from a markability standpoint that he was 2 years ago.
All right, that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, so Clinton, I'm glad we have you here. Funchy, do we have the sound from Blake from the other day? Because I asked him the question. Our buddy Blake Harris joins us every Thursday. He's our Dodger insider.
What happened to him the other night?
I was there.
I know, but did you see the late night what happened?
I did not.
So I went back to Union Station.
I heard you returned to the scene of the crime.
I did, and poor Balake, dude.
Oh, he was laid out?
I mean, they had scored 12 runs. He was going to drink a beer per run.
I heard he was drinking IPAs. Like,
I know,
like,
that's right.
In like huge right. Double, like 32-ounce
BMFBs.
Terrible resource management there. What are we doing?
So they call them BMFBs.
Is that so?
Big mother effing.
Yeah,
ears.
Got it. Yeah.
Oh, you knew that?
Thanks.
No,
man.
I mean, I got it now.
Oh. We kind of figured it out when you said it after.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. Anyway, so Blake, Balake.
Yeah. So I asked him, like, who are you? Like, because look, the division is clearly over at this stage, right? But who are you most worried about? Like, I was like, is it the Mets or whatever?
Yeah.
And he jumped in and said this, Funchy, play it. I'm looking at the bigger picture now, right? I'm looking at, like, the Mets, and I'm looking at that as, like, a potential collision course. Now, the Braves are playing really well. Who is the team out there that you see and you say to yourself, oh, man, like, that's going to be a hell of a series if we get there?
It's the Braves for me because we saw the Dodgers, you know, they got eliminated by them last year. 2 years ago, they had to overcome a 3-1 series lead, and I think this is a very talented Braves team. I know the Mets with Scherzer and DeGrom, but I'll believe it when I see it that those two arms are healthy in October, and I do think their offense isn't as scary. So if I'm the Dodgers, the only team that does concern me is the Braves.
All right, so you were nodding your head when you said Braves. I look, maybe it's just selfishly, I'd like to see the whole New York LA thing.
Right.
Although the Dodgers for a third time, the Braves for a third time would be fascinating as well in a lot of different ways. But you seem to be nodding your head when he said Braves.
Oh, before I even heard that. I mean, this is the Braves. It's not even close. Number one, reminder, who won the World Series last year?
Right, the Braves.
It was the Braves.
Yeah.
Reminder, they went through the Dodgers to do it.
Right.
Reminder, the Braves got better, not just in the offseason before this season. The Braves got better mid-season with the pickup of Michael Harris and signing him to the deal in center field. The Braves are a better team than they were last year when they won the daggone World Series. They're one of the best managed teams as well. Their rotation is tremendous. I'm not going to believe in the Mets' rotation until I see it actually happen. It was Max Scherzer himself who said, feel like my arm's going to fall off.
Arm, right?
And if a guy says that a year later, sorry, I'm not going to believe that it's going to happen.
But here's
until
the thing.
It does.
The Braves, you make a compelling point, might be better right now than they were when they won the World
Series. They had the least amount of wins going into the playoffs last year, and they won the World Series of any team in the playoffs.
Right. But their pitching was incredible. And
tremendous.
They had great time. Timely hitting, it was
timely
incredible.
Hitting, great base running. That's what they do.
Here's my question. Are the Dodgers better today than they were when they lost to the Braves last year? Because here's the thing.
They're a better hitting team.
Yeah.
And listen, we could argue here all day long, are they a better pitching team? And you would immediately, your first reaction would be like, how could they be? I mean, Walker Buehler just had his second Tommy John surgery. But the way other guys that you didn't expect have stepped up, are the Dodgers better today than they were when they lost to the Braves?
No, Walker Buehler's a guy that would give you nine scoreless in a game that ends up going 18, then everybody forgets about it. You don't know about that from a Gonsolin. You don't necessarily know about that from a Dustin May. The Braves, to me, and this is kind of the tough part about it for the Dodgers, because of how they got there last year, is as much of a factor as them being a threat as it is their overall talent level. You see what I'm saying? Like, again, they went through the Dodgers. They were not expected to beat anybody. This team was not supposed to go that far, and they did, so the blueprint is there. And that's something that, when it comes to baseball in the postseason, is a very important factor. I think that they are – I don't want to say that they're, you know – they're not the biggest threat in the context of the most talent, but they're going to be the hardest team to beat in the playoffs is what I believe.
Well, what was your point, though? You know, because Clinton agrees with what Balake said,
yeah,
which was Atlanta.
I just feel like the Mets are playing such good baseball right now that, like, I feel like there's something to be said about the way that they feel to me like a better version of what I saw from the Braves last year.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a good – listen, what they have – here's how I'll break it down to you, Scott. The Braves have a bunch of hit-first position guys, and so they don't need to knock the ball out of the park. They don't need to do all that. They get a fair amount of home runs, but they're hitting balls on the ground, making you make plays – excuse me, the Mets, that is, which is why that they're so effective with a bunch of guys that you're not necessarily thinking are big superstars. You're right. The Braves take a little bit more chances. You know what I'm saying? They're playing a slightly different game in terms of, like, you get one of the gap, these guys are not stopping, and you better do something. The Mets build a little bit more judiciously, and it's given them results this year.
Now, Clinton, this is the first year, I believe, in the new format for Major League Baseball. For people that may not be completely aware with the new format, with the multiple set, there's more wild card teams.
There's a bye, and there's a wild card. So right. The point is that if you don't end up winning your division, you could be done in one game, which is new. Right. And that's where the Dodgers don't have much of an issue, because obviously they're going to win the division. However, if that team ends up being the Braves, you see what I'm saying, or whoever it may be, that's when you have a tough situation. But there's more teams in the playoffs. I don't necessarily think that's
going to – so there's more one-game scenarios.
There's more one-game scenarios, exactly.
And then the second series is how many games?
The second is three.
Best of three or best of five?
I think it's five. Excuse me. It's five. But the one game is the issue.
Right.
Because you don't want to find yourself in a situation where you get knocked out of the one game.
Well, the Cardinals last year was the discussion.
Happens all the time. Yeah. So I would say you want to watch some baseball this weekend that's non-Dodger related. Atlanta is at St. Louis. That's going to be a heck of a series.
You know, it's interesting. You guys are both talking about the Mets and the Braves. And I'll tell you, I'm not watching either of those teams nearly well enough, carefully enough, to know if what you're saying is, like, right on. I'm going to go with it, okay? But here's what I'm just going to say, that if the Dodgers don't win the World Series...
big disappointment.
And you might say, yeah, but the Braves are actually better. The record
and
might
Walker
not be better.
Bueller, there's built-in excuses
there
for
are.
The Dodgers.
Right.
But the way the Dodgers have steamrolled this season so far, and the record being so overwhelming, I mean, right now, they're like, and the round numbers here, like 90 and 35.
Right.
I mean, the numbers are crazy, and I'm a little bit off, but I'm pretty close.
Yeah.
The way that they have gone through this season with plenty of things that have not gone right, you know, I mean, the Walker Buehler thing happened. And by the way, Walker Buehler, before he even got hurt, he wasn't himself before he got hurt.
Correct.
You know?
Agreed.
But Julio Diaz was not himself and has then turned it around.
He's turned into the best pitcher on the staff.
He's one of the top three or four ERA guys.
Right. But guys 4 and 5 who were the question marks coming into the season, they've been so good that they've made up for the fact that Kershaw's been out for a lot of the season and the fact that Buehler's not out. Now, will they be able to do it when the pressure's turned up in the postseason? We don't know that quite yet.
Well, but Scott, the reason why I'm jumping in here is because it's not just about whether or not they can do it when the postseason happens. It's about actual matchups. You see what I'm saying? The layout of the season is one thing. When you're playing the same team with the season on the line, it's a different one. The Dodgers actually match up well with pretty much every single team in the National League, except Atlanta. And that's kind of the thing, is that, you know, when you look at it in terms of actual player to player, you know, you've got in the arms, I think it's going to be tough.
It's pretty funny when you think about it, because I hadn't looked at the run differential in a minute, and the Dodgers are 86 and 37, so you were very close. They are plus 275.
Right. They're blowing people out, and it's not even close.
Yeah. And by the way, the Yankees, who have been struggling for the most part for the last, you know, I don't know, month and change,
right,
are still plus 197 despite all that. And it's, I would still look. I think it's – maybe I'm wrong. I think for baseball, I would be rooting for a Yankees-Dodgers World Series. Like, if
God,
I'm baseball, here's what I want for the – I want the plot – the path for the Dodgers to be this.
Braves, Mets, Yankees.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly
yeah.
the path I want.
Yeah.
Maybe Cardinals,
sure,
I guess.
Throw in the Cardinals just so yeah. you can Maybe jam it to a fan base that nobody cares about
but,
except for them.
But if you're looking for ratings,
yeah.
you want the Dodgers to play the Braves, the Mets, and the Yankees in that order.
I would agree yeah. with that.
And the Mets, they're not the Yankees, meaning even though it's the New York-LA thing, it's not the same.
No.
But
the Mets
still,
are the better team right now.
But the Mets have enough stars, and you mentioned a couple of names in the pitching staff. Obviously, Scherzer against the Dodgers would be amazing,
yeah.
right?
Jacob DeGrom, right.
But still, like, the Mets, it would be the Yankees. In other words, if you could get a Yankees-Dodgers World Series, those were the World Series that I grew up on as a kid, you know?
Right. In the late 70s,
right,
yeah.
those were the Reggie Early Jackson, Steve Garvey-ish kind yeah. of Yankees versus Dodgers kind of World Series. I'm thinking like Tommy Lasorda and Billy Martin kind of World Series,
yeah.
you know? And those were exciting. So, yeah, I mean, Dodgers-Yankees would be insanity. Atlanta, Mets, Yankees, that'd be compelling baseball.
It's yeah. tough. Got a lot of good baseball in front of us, man. Should be a good last month.
We're down
and
to
a half
like the 36
season.
Games or so.
Right. What we like to call when Kaplan starts paying attention territory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the
pennant races are close.
I mean, we're in full swing here. I'm not even being funny.
I mean, outside
right.
of the Dodgers, like all those other races
yeah.
are fairly close.
The Orioles are even on the outside looking in and not even in far way.
Right. There could be all AL East teams in the
you
wild
know?
Card in the playoffs.
Right. Yeah. Be great.
And then you were talking about Tatis. You know, I'm looking at Philadelphia, I'm looking at Milwaukee, I'm looking at San Diego, I'm looking to see which of those teams, because, you know, those are teams that are all kind of competing for that
Philly's
wild card
spot.
Philly's
got like a 70% chance right now to
and
get
Bryce
it.
Just and Bryce came back.
Yes, exactly.
He ripped a couple bombs when he was in Allentown for his rehab start. But I think the Padres, I hate to say this.
I'm telling you right now, they're spiraling out of control.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't even know that they're spiraling. I think that they're running out of, you know, I think the gas tank is on E and you just can't get to the
exit. By the way, Bryce Harper will always forever be one of my favorite players only because of that video that went viral when then he was arguing with a Braves fan who couldn't say the name. Which one of their players was it?
Oh,
Acuna.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right. He said Ronald Acuna. And he's like, it's not Acuna. It's Acuna.
Yeah.
Acuna. Acuna,
Bryce
say your own player's name right.
Bryce has had a lot of good moments.
Yeah.
What is it? Clown question, bro.
Yeah.
It's a good one. That was another.
Because he was trying the Braves was trying to anglicize yep. Ronald Acuna.
I understand right. anglicizing. Yeah. By the way, Dodgers up 3-2 right now in the bottom of the seventh.
Dodgers up, and also in action right now is Mario Ruiz's favorite team.
LAFC.
LAFC.
Taking on.
Who are they playing? Austin FC.
Austin FC at the bank.
No, they're not playing at the bank.
They're not at the bank tonight.
Nobody, they're in Austin.
Nobody
they're
knows the Austin. Name of the venue in Austin.
I would call it the Ranch.
I don't know it either, is what the point is.
Just because it sounds right, because it's in Austin.
Is it?
Will Ferrell takes LAFC to visit Matthew McConaughey.
There you go.
And the LA Austin.
There you go.
Whatever Austin.
Yes.
Oh, all right. No service in here.
So we got our high school report coming up with Beto?
Beto Duran is coming up. I asked Beto if he could, on Fridays, give us – you guys got to understand, and I know you do. But with all this NIL talk about college football players,
there's NIL in high school, bro.
Right, and the high
school kid Malachi Nelson, the kid, he's going to go to USC or Texas A&M.
The stories of all these superstar high school football players,
Ronnie James too,
in the Southern section, and the huge, huge high school football matchups that are going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
So I know Beto knows a whole lot more about it than I do.
Wait, calls high school games.
Yeah, I'm going to pass the headset. This is going to be great.
Right.
Well, don't pass it. Just stay with
us. No, it's good. I'm going to mingle. There's people here. The community's in the building, so I'm going to say what's up.
Oh, all right.
There you go. So
like
come
that.
Hang out. Hollywood Park Casino. We're here till 7. The draft party starts at 7. The community's here. Come hang out with us. Cappy and I are going to stick around for one drink after the show, right?
We're buying.
Well, Fat Jack is really
buying. Fat Jack is buying.
Yeah,
he gave
Fat
us
Jack
money.
He gave us money because of your horse. All right. Beto. High school. Next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ooh, what a jam here at Hollywood Park Casino.
Nice afternoon, right?
Yeah. Do you remember this song?
Not really.
Yeah, this is a good jam to play. Now you're stuck in traffic because it's like you're probably miserable, but this is like a good song to keep you upbeat.
This is from The Nutty Professor, Cap. You never saw that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Professor Clump.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about, you know what we should do? When Fat Jack came over here after winning that horse race, and he had thousands of dollars of cash in his hands, and he put $100, and it's kind of a customary thing. Hey, you gave me a tip.
Yeah.
I went and made a lot of money. Here's a tip.
You
here's a tip.
Us,
right?
Yeah.
We should go take these $100 bills, go put them on the blackjack table.
No.
Let them ride, and
this
see
is
what
how
we can
you
do.
End up losing money. This is why he told you not to bet parlays.
It's just an idea.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
I mean, you literally started like with him, like, I want to learn about exotics. And he's like, and I'm like, no, bro, just bet it straight up. And he's like, yes, bet it straight up. Don't do that. Like, that's really dumb.
All right, well, let's see what happens.
Just take it to the bar, bro.
Yeah.
I know. Well, you see that, Beto, I was
There's
thinking.
There's that, too.
Beto, I was just thinking, though, that if we went over to the blackjack tables and we turned it into a whole lot more, that's more drinks we could buy.
You're a mess in Vegas, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're that no. I'm gonna get hot right now. I got a system of craps.
Yeah,
and, I got a system of
craps. He's back in his room early.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just blackjack.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Blackjack from Fat Jack.
Right.
Yeah. So Beto's here.
Beto's in
What's
the house.
What's up?
Big high school football weekend here in the Southland for
sure. Yeah.
So I mean, there's a lot of them, but give me the one that you've got the closest eye on this weekend.
All right, so this weekend, there's a kid named Malachi Nelson at Los Alamitos.
Just talking about him, yeah.
Just talking about him. He is committed to USC, hasn't officially signed, but Texas A&M's coming out. There's a bunch of money coming
out. All these oil money guys are coming out.
Oh, yeah, and they are playing tomorrow in Miami against American Heritage.
Which is a football factory in Fort Lauderdale that Pat Surtain, that played for the Dolphins and Chiefs, multi-time Pro Bowler. His son plays for the Broncos right now, who's a Pro Bowler as well. And is the coach, yes.
And the reason I bring him up, because that's going to be on the ESPN platforms. It's going to be there. You can either find him on 2 or .com, or the ESPN 3 app, so you can figure that out. Right. The reason I bring him up is because people at SC are wanting him to show up. This is the kid who's a stud. Last week against a team from Bakersfield, he had like 300 yards at halftime. They took him out. He's an absolute stud. So Los Alamitos, these big powerhouses.
That's not fair to Bakersfield to be playing against Malachi Nelson and Los Alamitos.
You got to get it. You got to shake off the cobwebs the first week.
It's basically like a preseason game.
Yeah. Listen, there's a game this weekend, and Beto, this team, Centennial.
Corona Centennial, yeah.
Yeah.
Last week, at the end of the first half, they were up 77-0.
Yeah.
They wound up winning the game because they called off the dogs in the second half, 85-0.
Yeah, so that's a little bit misleading. They played Corona Centennial, which is their school down the street, and that's a league game. So people are like, well, why are you scheduling? It's part of the league. And it was essentially the freshman and JV guys playing that game. They were running. It wasn't like they were trying to run it up. It was just they're that stacked. Yeah. The team out there, Corona Centennial, the Huskies, great football.
So Malachi, what's the latest on him? Like, what should we be keeping our eye on with him?
Come on.
So Malachi, he's a stud, right? So here's the deal.
The number one player in the country.
The
right?
NIL, if you have a kid right now and somebody's going to offer you millions, you're going to go and offer and listen to everybody. SC is where he wants to go from where he's committed. But at the same time, hey, if Texas A&M is going to fly me out on a private jet, hey, if they're going to put us up here, we're going to do this. As a parent, you got to take advantage of what the offer is out at other schools for the NIL. So it's in the millions right now. I don't, there's so many different numbers that are coming out that are
rumors. We don't know what's real, what's
not. Yeah, we don't know what's real, what's not. But all I know is that this kid is going to get a lot of money for his name, image, and likeness. But
good for him.
And, Texas, a lot of oil money out there, whether it's A&M or these other schools. So he's a kid who is at Los Alamitos, absolute stud, game changer, generational talent.
If I were him, I'd be looking at this kid, Jordan Addison, that USC got, that according to the reports, he got $3 million to come to SC.
Yep.
I'd be like, okay, he got $3 million. I'm going to be with you for 3 or 4 years, and I'm a quarterback.
Probably
That's $10
million. Yeah, and that's the receiver who's there right now, Addison, who got a deal with United. And he's wearing number 3. Carson Palmer gave him permission to wear that number 3. So that's pretty cool. All the game that's going on right now.
And Keyshawn, I believe.
And Keyshawn also. Game that's going on right now is St. John Bosco is in Allen, Texas. Check this out. So Bosco's winning.
First of all, have you ever been to a high school game in Texas?
Once. Oh, my God.
Incredible.
And it doesn't compare to what I just saw. The Bosco's winning right now 16-7 late in the first half. this team in Allen, $18 million stadium. No, I'm sorry, $55 million stadium. Seats 18,000 for a high school.
Wow. Crazy. Wow.
Their band has 800 members.
Jeez.
And they're going to perform at halftime.
Have you been to Texas for
No, I haven't been there.
So years and years and years ago, like 10 years ago, I did Sunbelt Conference football, okay? And I went and went to the Mean Green of North Texas, which is just outside of Dallas.
Yeah, Denton, Texas.
Yeah, in Denton, right. And there was a high school game being played there, and it was like 15, 20,000, and slammed to the gills. Like, it was crazy.
Wow.
How much people there love high school football?
It's full hearts, clear eyes.
It's Friday Night Lights.
It 100%. Really is. It's crazy. So that's the game that's going on right now. But the big game tonight that you can watch on Fox Sports later is Sarah, Gardena Sarah. They have a kid named Roderick Pleasant, who is the fastest kid in the state. Wow. Probably one of the fastest in the country. They're playing against Long Beach Poly. That's the 7:30. That's the one where my kid, who goes to Bosco, is like, I'm going to go watch this game at Long Beach City College.
Sean Jackson.
Long Beach Poly has a stud quarterback named Darius Curry, who's a junior. Watch out for him. They'll get Sarah. And then, Norco, which is where Toby Gerhart went to. Yeah. They have a lot of studs out there. They're playing Santa Margarita. And Bishop Amat, if you've ever driven on the 60, you see the Amat sticker on somebody's SUV. Yeah. The Amat sticker, they're playing La Habra. So those are some of the better games. And then a game that's pretty cool is Compton High. The Tar Babes, DeMar DeRozan, is currently playing against Compton Centennial right now, where Aaron Aflalo went to school. So the two Compton schools are battling back and forth. So a lot of love to the local schools and just go back and forth, man.
All right, Beto, I love this. You see, George, like, my kid played high school football, and it's been 4 years since he graduated high school. And yet last Friday night, I went to the high school football game. I don't have a kid playing, but my daughter's a junior in the school. And when I go there, it's like a big community get-together. So I don't know how everybody else feels about it. I love high school football.
Did they refer to you as El Capi there?
They did not there. Not there. No, there they call me Escot.
Oh. Escot.
See, different. A little different. Yeah. Little different.
And there's a cool one. You're going to drive it on the way home. You're going to see this. Servi and Mission Viejo going at it. So
yes.
Mark Sanchez School, Mission Viejo. So on the 5 freeway, you'll see them, Capi. So that's a good battle. And as you would like to say, South L.A.?
That's Central L.A. You know, South L.A. is where I live, down in San Diego. That's where I live. You know, that's South L.A.
Yeah, exactly, man. Right. So we'll do that every Friday, try to highlight some of the local kids that are going places and see what's going on. And it's just cool. It's just completely crazy how, like I said, my kid goes to St. John Bosco. Today was a pep rally. They're having a watch party on the campus. And it's now – I played golf today at Big Rec across the street from Long Beach State, where Blair Field is at. You can hear the band from Wilson High playing. So it's cool to see football season is in effect right now.
And speaking of football season, Beto is going to be spotting my games.
Let's go.
Very cool.
Let's
very
go. Cool. I bought new binoculars. I'm ready to go.
You know, George said to me the other day, he goes, should I get you to do the sideline?
You said no.
And I said no, but then it was like, wait a second.
You said no to work.
Beto and George on the road together. That's like – Summerall.
We won't see each other.
Yeah, right. I mean,
we'll stay in our room. We won't see each other, bro.
We won't go out and party and get crazy. What was the old broadcast?
Beto and I did a game in Washington State last year. We had way too much wine the night before, for sure.
Yeah, we won't see each other. Just go see at the game. Let's go, Cap. We got Miami next weekend.
We do.
We go Denver, which is always fun.
Well, who's playing in Denver?
Don't matter. We're in Denver.
Texans, Broncos.
Oh, you guys are going for an NFL game.
Yeah, NFL game. See, cool. And Cap, you said no to work, man.
Well, Beto, listen, I got a lot of work going on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then, of course,
Rachel.
I'm out of all that conversation.
She needs time.
She does need time. Actually, she and I had a very heart-to-heart, deep talk this morning.
Yeah,
about precisely what we're talking about here, which is work-life balance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, whatever. But she knows you're in this business. This is NFL and college football.
Let me guess,
man. What more do you need?
She said that you do not have enough life on the life side of the work-life balance.
Correct.
Shocker.
Okay. Why is that a shocker?
Because I love Rachel. Rachel's great. But I can kind of see where she's coming from because you bring work home with you, you know?
You do bring home.
Yeah, but he loves his work. Who cares? Yeah, if he loves what he's doing, bring it home, baby. Bring it in.
But she's right. She's absolutely right because, you know, she's like –
Rachel's job is boring anyways. Like, she doesn't.
She's an accountant.
Right? Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cappy loves bringing home because you love talking about what you do, man.
But what she was
but
saying
she
to me today, she's exactly. like, right. She's like, you know what? She's like, I'm working longer hours than ever before because you work so many hours. She was, and you don't get off the air till 7, so I wind up sitting at my computer till 7. She's like, that's
her problem.
That's not work-life balance.
Let Kyra call me, man, because she needs
bring
to find.
Bring her to Denver.
She needs to find.
I'll
no, don't bring her to Denver. Don't
Why
bring her
not?
On the road.
Yeah.
She needs to find something else to do with her life.
Well, no, she could do anything she wants to do with
exactly.
her life.
But so she's off at 5.
She wants her man. What do you mean? I'm a man, dude. I'm her man.
Here's my advice. instead of hashing it out on the radio, I think you guys should talk it out with like a family therapist.
No, we don't need a family therapist. She's
or
she's
you could just
right.
talk to her.
Just
she's
because
right.
she's probably right, but you're not going to concede, Cappy. We
you
don't
aren't
know
gonna
you are.
Concede.
That's
no,
a problem. Don't concede, baby.
Well, but no, you know what it is? Because she's like, you know, what you do is fun. Like, you know,
hey,
Union
hey.
Station the other day, you're at a big party.
Hey, that's you chose work. This life. Don't ever apologize for this life that you chose, Cappy, man.
Hey, this superstar
right.
life, I didn't choose this superstar life. It chose me.
Exactly.
You
yeah.
feel me?
Hey, so
exactly.
can we go on the road together?
Yeah, let's
me?
Do it.
No,
let's go.
Won't.
We're going to Denver.
Tell Rachel to join the community.
That's a great idea.
No.
Yeah.
No, tell Rachel
mean?
To do something else. Ignore the radio side. She needs to go like lawn bowling or like train for a triathlon or something.
Crocheting.
Bring her
crocheting.
To your world.
No, no,
yes.
no.
Yeah.
No.
Everybody loves her.
No.
That's
like Costanza when he brought that other, you know,
yeah, but
Independent
Beto,
George.
Beto, but the problem is, if he doesn't do something like that, then Rachel's going to be like, you know what? You don't have time for me anymore. Screw you. I'm going to go find the guy who does.
Hey, no, no, no. Then it's open relationship cap, and, you know, the mayor down in Del Mar.
Yeah, but then he's going to be miserable.
Yeah, come on,
yeah.
Cap. Hey, you take it from Beto or you take it from me, a woman. Do what you want
to
do, Cap.
Listen to the
I'm
woman.
I'm taking it from
Ooh.
You. I'm taking it from
Listen
you.
To the woman. No offense.
Cap. I am.
Cap.
Hey, you do you, bro.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Imagine how many more taco tours we can take.
Right.
There's no room for Rachel.
Wait.
We can go get mariscos. We can go get sushi. Do everything.
Tacos.
There's a spot on your corner
but,
on here. Right?
But did you hear?
Imagine if Rachel could come too on the taco
That would be
no,
lovely.
No. I'm
that.
Keeping Rachel as far away from me.
I would love that.
Beto, that's why you're single.
Tuesday.
Yes. And yeah, muy happy.
Tuesday, September 13th. I'm just putting that out into the universe.
Jeez.
Tuesday, September 13th, we're going to do a taco tour. So we'll do the show.
No, I'm busy.
No, what are you talking about? You and I talked about this on Wednesday. We said Tuesday, September 13th.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Who's we?
You and me.
Where are we going?
We're going on a taco tour.
Where?
I'm going this time.
Okay, I'm available.
Yeah. Eastside Sedano.
Nah, we go South Bay. We keep it on this side.
Okay, all I'm
saying
is
Oh, you know what?
This.
Let's do a different part of town.
No, we'll do it right around here.
Okay.
There's some spots right here, Map the 105.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, legit.
So
right here in Lenox?
So
oh,
everybody,
I got you.
Everybody just put this in your calendar. Tuesday,
no,
September
how about we just
13th.
Do our just us?
No, no, we it's us, but other people want to come with us.
No.
Why don't we want people to come?
No.
Not yet.
I love the people.
You we love the people too.
Because
you
some of
that?
These neighborhoods aren't exactly where you want to take a lot of people to, Kat.
Beto, you are telling the people here, the
how about
community,
you
don't want
to
them to come.
How about you listen to him? It's
no,
his
no, you're not invited. You're not invited. You cool. You cool.
Dang, Beto, it's like that.
Casper, go get me another drink, then we can go.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Beto Duran.
All right, Big Deal or No Deal coming up next. We're here at Hollywood Park Casino. 30 minutes to go here. And, of course, our fantasy football draft spectacular coming up after us. Stick around. Back in 2 minutes on 710 ESPN. Thanks, Christopher. All right, Linz, you take it away with your remote microphone.
Thanks, Sedano. Super excited to do Big Deal or No Deal. And, once again, we're going to involve the Sedano and Cap community in Big Deal or No Deal. So, Zap. Who is Cappy's wardrobe man? Come
That's
on
right.
over here. We're going to get you involved in this
That's
one.
Right. Zap, my man.
Just
so,
like to say
man.
That the president of the local chapter is dropping in for this just for side commentary.
Okay. You know, I hung out the other night with the vice president.
The VP,
the
Lopes. Yeah,
community.
He's great yeah. guy. Great guy.
So this is Zap. Have you ever met Zap?
We've met. Okay. Absolutely.
Zap is my
last year.
My designer.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your designer, huh? That's a very official title.
Well, I mean, Zap and I, we go back and forth a lot about fashion. You can see all the stuff that Zap is wearing is stuff that he has made himself.
Certainly.
Seriously. And this hat right here that he gave me, I now wear to shul
yep.
as my yarmulke.
Is yes. that so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't it
how
cool?
About, how about that? Yeah. I like it.
Love it.
For those of you that are listening
Didn't
at home.
Didn't think you could pull that off, but it's actually working.
Right.
Cappy, how about, wait, I'll have Zap describe the hat that Cappy's wearing.
I made it, it's inspired by a chef's hat, really, but I want it to fit tight to the head and keep the sweat in. Beautiful colors.
Right. I love the colors.
Okay, I'll describe it a little differently. If a yarmulke only covers sort of the top, traditionally,
yeah.
this comes down more like an actual beanie. Some call them scullies where I'm from.
This is
this
different.
Comes down more like that, but it is a vestment of what I would call sort of a West African royalty vibe. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? In terms of what the headgear is, for sure. There's brightness, there's... I don't even
glitter?
Know. Glitter, that's the word I was
I
looking
can
for.
Get them colors, but that specifically was made... For him, I sent it to him probably about 2 years ago.
A custo,
I guess.
Yeah, custo.
And then this yeah. this outfit right here, which I have not yet rocked, but bro,
listen,
this
to
is
me.
One of my faves.
Oh man,
Mercedes.
So he's showing up in sort of an iridescent shirt that has Mercedes looks like Mercedes Benz.
If you rock that
right?
in Vegas, you're gonna get a divorce, brother.
Look at the shorts that go with it.
Wait, we don't
oh,
want
wow.
that. We don't want
the
that.
The shorts that go short set.
Isn't this cool?
That's called a short set in the business.
Just
yes.
another reason why you all need to come out to all of these remotes every time in the Sedano and Cab community is out here loud and proud.
Absolutely.
So, Zap, get back over here because I want to include you on this. I'm going to start off with a woman who took to Reddit to vent about her neighbors who've been renting out their home on Airbnb. She said that the Airbnbers are often peering into her kitchen and parking in inappropriate places on the cul-de-sac. She went on to say that it's uncomfortable to have multiple different people in and out every week and invading her outdoor space. So if your next door neighbors rented their home out on Airbnb, Cappy, would it be a big deal or no deal?
Don't lie. Some of us know where you live now because you've invited them to your home.
I feel like, you know, I have these neighbors.
Like, I can't see my neighbors without binoculars.
I have these neighbors, and if my kids would park their car in front of my neighbor's house, they would come knock on the door and say, move your cars.
Oh, really?
I'm like, dude, it's a public street, and I'm not trying to be unneighborly. It's just like, really? So I'm kind of like a leave your, like, everybody do your own thing.
Good fences make good neighbors.
Yeah, so I.
That seems rude, honestly. Not by them.
I know, and he's like an older guy, and he's a retired doctor, and I feel like once you get to his age, you just start telling everybody
what
to do.
Nobody cares. Yeah.
Right, but like, to your point, the sidewalks and the street
are public.
Public.
But
like,
I don't want to mess with
if somebody's having
guy.
A party or a get-together, that's what you
sometimes
do.
Sometimes it spills over.
But,
right.
George, this guy is like 75 years old, and he's sitting in front of his house working on his nunchucks, dude.
Oh, this is a Grand Torino.
Is he really?
Guys, no. Is this a Grand Torino situation?
I swear to God. This guy's
like Clint Eastwood on the porch.
This guy is like a black 10th degree black belt, and he's always got karate classes going on in his backyard. And I think he's trying to intimidate me because he's working his nunchucks on the driveway.
I think he's accomplishing the goal.
Yeah.
You know what the solution here is? Go back to Sedano's old teaching days of karate.
Sedano.
You want me to just come over and take care of business?
Kick his freaking ass.
Yes.
Cobra Kai does drop in a little bit. It's coming out soon. Cobra Kai.
You want me to assault a 75-year-old man?
Not assault. I want you to have a karate fight with him, and you win.
Full crane kick.
Yeah. Not an assault.
Sweep the leg, Sedano.
So, Zap.
That's all we need.
Zap, if your next door neighbors rented their home out of an Airbnb.
Can you get in that fighting stance again one more time?
Yes, please do that.
What was that?
You need to take some lessons from Sedano.
Yeah.
All right, so Zap, is this a big deal or no deal?
For me, dude, I would love somebody to have an Airbnb right next to me because if I see a lot of cars, I'm knocking on the door and trying to party.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I like that answer. Stimulate the economy. Yeah.
Thank you, Zap. Appreciate
you very
much.
Zap in the house.
All right, so next one here for all my USC fans here. USC and UCLA's eventual move to the Big Ten is causing ripple effects throughout the college football industry. Former Florida and Ohio State, head coach Urban Meyer said that he was surprised to see USC and UCLA move away from the Pac-12. Well, on the first episodes of Urban's new podcast, which is called Urban's Take with Tim
May. Urban's got a podcast.
Who the hell is going to listen
Urban's
to an Urban
got
Meyer
got a podcast.
Podcast?
That's the news here,
It's
by
actually
the way.
Pretty good because Tim May is a great he's a great reporter. He's got this twangy accent. I'm Tim May. He's amazing. Anyway, I feel like it's interesting also because of this. Here's a clip of what Urban Meyer said about the big move.
The Pac-12 was strong. Washington won a championship. Arizona State was always tough. Cal was tough. And to think that that's, and then obviously Oregon had an incredible run. So I don't know what the future holds. That was a little shocking, but, this is, there is no loyalty. There is no, this is all fight for yourself, and I get it. I mean, money makes the world go round, and right now that's what's driving all these decisions.
No loyalty coming from Urban Meyer.
I was going to say, if anybody knows about lack of loyalty, a guy who didn't even get on the plane with his own team after losing an NFL football game so he could later show up on the internet doing terrible things, he knows.
All right, so Clinton, this is a big deal then for you, huh?
No, it's no deal because Urban is borderline on the oxygen list at this point. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's the podcast called?
It's called Urban's Take with Tim May.
Very creative name, by the way, just in terms of what they're really doing. No, I mean, this guy's outside of the game for a reason. It's because he doesn't know how to handle being a leader of men when it comes to simply organizing how to actually run a football team, never mind actually winning anything.
And by the way,
he's a dinosaur from a time gone by.
I've heard, this should be a shocker to everyone, that he takes zero responsibility for anything that went down in Jacksonville.
I have some funny stories, if you want to hear it later, about Urban in terms of how he moves in the world, which are not terrible, but it's just like, man, that guy, no thanks.
I think the big deal of it, though, is the perception that if anybody is talking about a lack of loyalty, how could he be the guy doing the talking? But he actually said in the clip, I get it, meaning I understand what it is to not be loyal. At least that's the way I heard it.
Are you praising the honesty or are you judging the hypocrisy?
I am judging the hypocrisy while praising the honesty at the same time, I think.
You're double dipping.
Running for president, too. That's a very political.
He's so unlikable that it fascinates me that Fox brings him back as an analyst, a studio host, whatever.
What it shows you is that, like anything in this business, particularly the media business, is that it's very subjective. If the right people like you, then you're good to go.
I think that part of the appeal of Urban Meyer is that so few people do like him, that he's kind of like that train wreck TV. Like, God, I can't stand that guy. I got to watch what's
going on. Maybe. That could be part of
perhaps.
It, too.
Yeah. All right, let's get one more member of the community up here. Someone come on up to
who's
do some
on
big
up?
Deal.
Somebody who has not been up yet.
How about Siobhan?
Siobhan, come on up here.
Just go to her. Like,
quick interjection. We were talking earlier, and Siobhan was cussing people out, and she was like, I haven't turned the principal off in me yet, which is quite funny.
Siobhan, the other day on Wednesday, was wearing the coolest yellow dress.
Kobe outfit.
Was so cool.
It was. It was great. It was adorbs.
Cheerleader outfit, from my understanding.
Well, that's what she got told, and she wasn't happy about that. Now, I like the red pants today.
I know. Nice pants. I like the pants. She asked if we were super casual, and I was just like, well, once you see what Cappy's wearing.
Yeah.
And with a nice sparkly hat. All right, so last one here. On this day, back in 1955, the first copy of the Guinness Book of World Records was issued. This book, of course, is known for its lists and various descriptions of records related to various extremities in size, speed, and distance, as well as difficult-to-achieve competitive challenges. So the Guinness Book of World Records, I feel like it's kind of a big deal, you know. So we all love it. Do you think that there's any Guinness Book of World Record that you could break? Cappy, I'll start with you.
Oh, man. What Guinness Book of World Record could I break? I would go with longest fingernail.
Oh, I thought you were going to say radio teases.
No.
Just so you know, the existing one, I saw it recently for that, is like 16 feet long.
The longest fingernail in the Guinness Book of World Records, it comes off your finger and it starts twisting and twisting and twisting. And yeah, like I could maybe break the longest fingernail ever, 17
Could
feet.
You put 28 socks on 1 foot in 30 seconds?
Is that how you kicked your longest field goal when you were at Pitt?
By putting on 28 socks?
If you do 29,
you'd be in the pros right now.
Exactly.
Not in 30 seconds. Sedano, what about you?
The sock one sounds interesting, though. I feel like you'd like cut the circulation off on your leg, to be
sounds
honest
dangerous.
With you.
Most of them are.
Yeah. Let me see. Is there any? I'm looking at some of the easiest ones, in theory, to break. I don't know.
You're a hiker. Got any good hiking ones that you could break?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's let you think on it. Siobhan, you got one?
Come on, Siobhan, what you got?
Which world record would you break?
I could probably get hurt the most times in a year.
Really? Do you get hurt a lot?
Apparently, I'm accident prone.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Like vehicular wise?
No. Like,
okay.
Can you give us an example?
I've had 5 knee surgeries.
Oh,
this
wow.
year?
Wow.
Just this year?
Yeah, no, not that bad.
Okay.
But yeah, they redid my ACL once, my meniscus 3 times.
Damn.
Were you a track athlete?
I ran track, but I was playing soccer.
Okay, but you were a track athlete. Did you compete at Michigan where you went to school?
I did not.
Okay, I was thinking, you ready for this? Maybe you could be the fastest principal on the planet.
Is that eligible for the world record?
I don't know.
Well, what we'd have to do is we'd have to get a bunch of other principals
you
together.
You know what helps me in this? I'm one of the youngest principals.
Right, yeah, there's a natural advantage there.
Okay,
so
maybe
we could try this.
So I got this. Kevin Medina from the Philippines is the current record holder of being able to eat a 12-inch pizza with a fork, with a knife and fork in 23.62 seconds.
Oh, wow, that's
terrible
fast.
Terrible record.
I think I can. 12 inches is like a small little personal pizza.
But with a fork? Who eats pizza with a fork?
Well, let's go.
Also, that just slows you down.
No, I actually can do it. I think I can come close.
Siobhan, I can eat that pizza in less time
Your
without a fork.
Your etiquette training apparently is going to help you in this.
Yeah, I think I could do it. I think that's the one. If I was picking one, I think I can pull that off.
All right, cool. Thank you, Siobhan. You are the best.
Way to go, Siobhan.
Thank you, Siobhan.
Can I see your shirt? Educated, vaccinated, caffeinated,
dedicated principal.
Hell yeah.
Bang.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
For the record, I think my world record would be eating the most fruit snacks.
Oh, that's a good one. What kind of fruit? I know what kind of fruit snacks you like. You like those Welch's.
Yeah, I like the Welch's. That would be my world record.
Now, is that the bag that has like the assorted flavors of fruit?
It depends. I go multiple. First of all, I like the island fruit one. I like the berries and cherries one. The fruit punch alone are good. They also have a separate one, which is the, like, oh, dang it, it has the pomegranate in it. I can't remember the name. Superfruit, that's the one. They got a lot of flavors. I like those.
By the way, I think she's got one for you here.
Go ahead.
I can eat the most popcorn.
Most popcorn.
In I don't know. You set the time limit. I can eat the most popcorn.
Got it. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Let's make it happen.
Next challenge.
Wait, Siobhan and popcorn versus Clinton and fruit snacks. Make it happen,
people. 32 servings of popcorn weighing 24 ounces each in, it doesn't say the time here.
How big is a serving?
It was a Joey Chestnut record. I don't know if you're going to beat that.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
Siobhan, you'll have a hard time beating Joey Chestnut.
By the way, most push-ups with a clap in 60 seconds. 90. No chance you pull that off.
I can't even do 90 in 2 sessions. Yeah.
How many can you do, you think, in a minute?
How many what?
Push-ups with a clap.
Oh, I don't know. Not
with
many.
A clap? No way.
How many can you do?
That clap is...
In a minute?
That kills right there.
If I could get to 10 in a minute, I'd be shocked.
I think I'm kind of sensing a showdown here.
No, I could.
That's not happening.
No, thanks.
People got things to do today.
I've already done the push-up challenge at the golf tournament last year.
That happens, guys.
I'm going home and shutting it down.
I tried.
All right, that is Big Deal or No Deal each and every day at 6:30. Final segment coming up here from Hollywood Park Casino. Our fantasy football draft extravaganza will be starting at 7 o'clock. All right, Cappy, dealer's choice since we're at a casino. Okay. Coming up, final segment, 710 ESPN.
Grooving, Cap. Cap's grooving back here.
I am grooving.
Sorry, I was talking to Crypto Ray. We're talking
Crypto
about,
Ray's in the house.
We're talking about our next moves here in the bear market.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that Bitcoin was down today, what, 5% or so? Just,
now you got to wait for the bottom, bro. Don't catch any falling knives, as Ray was telling me.
Yeah. Crypto Ray told me last time when we were at, this is right after the softball game.
Yeah.
I think he was waiting for Bitcoin to get down into the 12,000 range.
Yeah.
Right? But it didn't get down that far.
Not yet.
No.
Right?
Typical halving patterns would indicate that it's going to end up around 12 to 13.
Okay.
Before it goes back.
It could. It depends. I mean, you know, I think it could be a little higher than that, but nonetheless, none of it is financial advice, by the way. It's all
there
our reckless speculation.
That. Yep.
I may add, so there's that. But, you know, I think if I had to guess, I think one little mini pump and then we're going down.
A mini pump.
Yeah.
By the way.
That's what Rachel calls you sometimes.
Oh,
well,
geez. Yeah.
She call and Kelly calls you One Tap. Is that right?
Like the app, One Tap.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just One Tap.
If you do it right, all you need is One Tap.
Just One Tap.
Yeah.
Hey.
Cap, before you get into your Scotteria.
Yeah.
It's dealer's choice today.
Morales. Yeah.
Scotteria never flew.
Yeah, never did.
Yeah.
I do like dealer's choice.
Yeah.
Well, dealer's choice, before you get into that, Morales mentioned that it's National Toilet Paper Day
and that he's
a two-ply guy.
Oh, no, I think he said he's a wipes guy.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, wet wipes for sure.
Yeah, baby wipes.
I was gonna ask if you guys want to share that. Because I feel like if you're a one-ply person, which John Ireland like vehemently admits that he is.
What?
Because he's a one-ply guy.
Yeah.
Like, weird. You're a monster.
You're weird.
You're a monster.
Why do you say
he's
monster?
He's got so much money. What the hell is
right.
Need one
exactly.
Ply for. Like, just go, you know, splurge for the Charmin, bro.
He says that he bundles it all up and it doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of right. I mean, but I always feel like one ply is very sandpapery.
Yeah.
And two ply is very cottony.
Yeah.
Just the stuff that's too soft. You don't want the stuff that's too soft.
No, I do.
You know? I don't.
Yeah.
Soft. I like soft. I like really soft. A bidet, I know. Well, you know what happened to my bidet, right? My father installed it. And then my father told me that my toilet seat was the wrong toilet seat. So even though the bidet was installed, he then tried to rig it somehow where he took like this zip tie and pulled it down. And dude, this thing has never worked from day one. So I got to go to my girlfriend's place to get on her Toto, you know, with the remote control on the wall.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Sinano, you missed like a whole day and a half of bidet talk when you were on vacation.
I saw it in the community, so I figured I knew what you were talking about.
Ramona's got the Toto in the bidet installed in all of her toilets in her house.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. So you say dealer's choice.
Yeah.
And
all in.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to hand off dealer's choice, believe it or not. And I'm going to hand it off to Lindsay Baseball. And here's why.
Okay.
Because earlier this week, this is a follow-up to a story that we reported earlier this week. Didn't that sound official?
Yeah.
You know, this
sounded
is a
very official.
This is a follow-up to a story that we reported to you last week. Lindsay Baseball, as you recall, earlier this week, had a problem with a car dealership. She thought she was buying a car from CarMax. She went online. She reserved the car, however you do that. And then she was told, no, we don't even have the car anymore. We sold it. So she was very upset.
They gypped you.
She was very, very upset.
Yep.
A lot of times what happens in life is this. You think that, you know, you're upset about something. They screwed me over. I thought I had this car. It was exactly the car I wanted.
Yeah.
It was exactly the price I wanted. And now I'm really upset. And you think that's horrible. But then what happens is the universe goes to work, George Sedano.
They do.
And then the next day, you find another car you want.
Yeah.
Better car, less expensive, easier to go get. Deposit.
In an actual dealership.
Right, in a car dealership. So, Lindsay Baseball, I saw some pictures today of what you called the new whip.
Yeah.
That's what they call it, Cap. I figured you'd know that.
Well, I kind of call it like a new sled, you know?
Oh, that's right. He did text me, Sedano, and said, how are you liking the new sled?
Right, sled
took me
versus
a minute.
Whip.
Do
you?
Took me a minute.
Oh, so you didn't know that sled was a car?
I did not, Cap. Not going to lie.
Okay. Now, would you call a new car a whip?
Yeah.
Okay. I would call it a sled. So, Lindsay Baseball, as we follow up on what happened earlier this week, as we get to Friday evening, here we are at Hollywood Park Casino, and my understanding is you're rocking the new whip today. Is that right?
Rocking the new sled. Went out and got it yesterday. So
yeah, congratulations.
Suck it, CarMax in Irvine, because I went and I found this beautiful car, exactly what I wanted, with a little less mileage, and it was about the same price. But anyway, I got, like Sedano said, it's a certified vehicle, so I get like 7 years of a warranty on limited mileage, which I'm super excited about because I'm a very practical gal. I wanted a nice car. I bought my other cars and it took me a long time to pay them off, but this was like, I saved up for this one and I was like, I want a nice car. But I also don't want to get crazy and like buy anything that's not practical. It's going to cost a lot to fix. So I got my car yesterday. I picked it up from the dealership and posted some pictures on the IG. So, yeah.
But think about this. It was really upsetting that these CarMax guys, you felt like you got screwed over.
Yeah. And I mean, they lost out big time.
But what turned out was you got the same car with fewer miles and a much better warranty for about the same price, and it was a lot easier to go get. In the end, it actually worked out to your advantage.
It did, because I will also say that the interior is black leather instead of the gray leather that the other one had, which I much prefer. And the color, instead of it being black, it's actually called caviar, is what the dealer told me.
Ah.
Because it has little caviar flecks of sparkles in it. So it's like super, you know, high-end looking. And yeah, I got it at South County Lexus down in Mission Viejo. So yeah, super excited.
See that? It
Can't
all
wait
worked
to
out.
Go drive the new sled.
It all worked out.
The
all
new sled. Out.
That's
yep.
right.
Yeah.
That's
Going
right.
sledding.
The new snowmobile.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Whipping the sled.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Now maybe if you're lucky, Cap, I'll take you for a ride in it sometime.
Ooh, yeah. I'm all in.
You can check it out.
Can I drive it?
It's got sure. It's got big moonroof, you know, goes all back. It's got the air conditioned seats. Cool your butt when it's hot out.
Oh, air conditioned seats are important.
Yeah,
those are nice.
That was a big want because I rented a car last summer up in Ohio where I was like, what is this? Air conditioned seats? This is like the best invention ever. Yeah. My next car will have these. And so I found that was one of the things I checked off in my searches, and they had it.
Any other loose ends from the week, George, that you feel like we need to tie up, you know, here on the show?
Is there,
I think
you guys will be
good.
Gone for the next week.
I mean, right. I think we're good. I mean, we are going to be gone. Are you gone too?
Yeah, I'm supposed to take a vacation
with
next week.
With Rachel?
Yeah, I was supposed to.
Where are you guys going?
Well, so I'm a little – this is kind of upsetting, actually.
Uh-oh.
Back to this whole story.
Something.
No, back to this whole story about work-life balance, right?
Yeah.
So we were supposed to. We had paid for a while ago.
Yeah.
We chartered a small boat to go to Catalina. So me, Rachel, and two other couples all on this boat sailing – over to Catalina, and then spending a couple of nights in Catalina. The water is nice and warm. It's beautiful and sunny. I mean, it's great. And
so you're going to Catalina?
So we were.
Oh.
But then we canceled the trip.
Why is that?
Just because there was so much going on, and there were so many things that weren't getting done, and we were both overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So we're like, canceling the trip.
Okay.
So we canceled the trip.
So what are you going to do?
Probably go to Catalina anyway. Yeah, probably so. Probably so. We literally canceled the trip.
Yeah.
And then today we're like, you know what?
Are you paying more for the trip now?
I don't think so, because I think what we're going to do is rather than get a boat and a captain.
You're just going to do the ferry?
I think we're going to do the ferry.
Yeah.
And then we're probably going to just go stay over in Avalon.
So you might actually save a little.
You see what I'm telling you?
Always works out in the end. The
right?
universe has good things coming to you,
right.
Cappy.
Do you like Catalina?
Yeah, have you been?
Yeah, it's a little boring.
I've only been once.
Yeah,
I've never been there.
It's a little boring.
But I just love boating. You know, I love being out on the water.
Yeah.
You should buy a boat, Cap.
Well, I should. You're right.
Did you guys know, fun fact, that Catalina Island used to be the home of Cubs spring training?
I did not know that.
Yep. And they had a petting zoo on the island.
Well, that I knew.
And
I didn't know that either.
Yep, they did. And when the Cubs left the island for spring training, they left the petting zoo behind. And then the goats, I guess, became an invasive species on the island.
You know what?
Because they overran it.
This makes sense. Because when you are in Avalon at Catalina, if you look, there's an area called the casino. Are you familiar with that? And then if you look over on the other side, there's this giant mansion up on the top of the hill that was owned by the Wrigley family.
Right.
I didn't. Yep. I never put two and two together. Yep. I didn't know the Cubs had spring training over there.
Yep, they did. My dad told me that, and he's always like, "If you ever go to Catalina, make sure you check out the little town museum there. It'll tell you all about it."
Yeah, last time I was there was COVID, dude. It was empty. It was a ghost town. It was bizarre.
Lindsay's dad's voice, fake dad.
That's how he talks. Let me tell you,
pretty funny.
Him and my uncle, they have a very distinct voice, and that's how they tell their.
And when they told you to go to Catalina, what did they say?
He said, "Make sure you look for home plate because it's out there somewhere."
What are you doing next week?
I'm calling the Miami game on ACC Network.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Saturday because it's college football.
No, but they play Thursday night.
They do, but it is Saturday at 12:30 Pacific on ACC Network.
So then before
that Saturday, the following Saturday.
When are you going down there?
September 3rd. I'm actually going down there Sunday because I've got to do a sit-down with their head coach, Mario Cristobal, formerly of Oregon in the Pac-12.
Are you staying there for the whole week?
I am because I got to do a sit-down with him for College Game Day. That will air in week three.
Oh, wow.
Because they're playing Texas A&M. It's a big game that week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Listen, one game I'm really excited for is next Thursday night.
Yeah.
The reunion of the Backyard Brawl, which is Pitt, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Which
Thursday.
I know no one else cares about other than me.
I'll watch it, though.
But you know what's interesting about that game?
I mean, I won't watch it with you, but I'll watch it.
I understand. But, well, I think it's Thursday night. Okay, it's
go,
a Thursday.
I'll be there.
But you know what's amazing about this game? We'll leave. Keaton Slovis,
yeah,
quarterback
JT
for Pitt.
JT Daniels.
And JT. Two USC quarterbacks now playing against each other. For Pitt in West Virginia.
Great job, Cappy, Lindsay, and all the crew out here. Thank you, guys, everybody who showed up. Clinton, Beto, everyone. Thank you, guys, for being here. Hollywood Park Casino, fantasy football is next.